approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 458922 through 458959. No warrants, 3 transfers of revenues.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for April 20th of 2020, regular session minutes and executive session minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for April 20th, 2020.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for April 20th, 2020.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Did you say you want to move past?
Commissioner Wyatt will be here. She's taking care of something. So I feel that she needs to probably be here for the tax fees and interest appeal.
All right, so we'll move past that.
Sorry, as soon as she gets back, then we'll finish up whatever we're on and go right back to it.
Overhead door proposal number 20-031, maintenance. Morning. I have a letter dated April 16, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference proposal by Overhead Door Company of Springfield for Taney County and approves the proposal as to form.
Is that who installed it, do you know?
Yeah.
Are we on a maintenance?
That's what this is.
This is part of the maintenance?
Yes.
Does Road and Bridge do the maintenance now also?
Yeah.
I knew we talked about it like 5 years ago. What's that?
They've got a cooperative contract that we
use. Any questions on
it? I don't.
Move to approve the proposal by Overhead Door Company of Springfield for repairs in the Taney County Jail, Sallyport doors.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Set up and monitoring agreement, Western States Fire Protection number 20-033, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated April 16, 2020 from our attorney in reference to the setup and monitoring agreement and Western States Fire Protection file number 20-033 Road and Bridge.
So they're not providing any equipment, Devin?
Just the control panel that they would wire in. We've had it for years, but I updated the contact list of people. The majority of them that were on it have retired. And it actually goes in the scale.
Mr. Hardy, I'll come back to that. What did you
move to authorize, move to approve and authorize Devin to sign the agreement by and between Taney County and Western States Fire Protection?
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. Should
Yeah, we're going to move back up the agenda to and take up tax fees and interest appeal. Hartman, you want to come on up? Mr. Hartman, I do have a copy of your letter dated January 13, 2020. I understand the facts that you believe that the return receipt is the cause of you not, your mail not being, I guess, forwarded to you, or, and then I've also listened to the collector. I guess you had an agreement with the Postal Service?
Everybody does. I grew up in a military family, so we were always moving. My parents developed a process for getting their mail taken to them. Most of the people in the military, at least at that time, used that kind of a process. Postal Service is set up to do that. We receive all of our bills this way. I've never had, well, I had one late payment in my life, and it was not because of the mail. This works for all of my other bills, and it has worked for my tax bill as well. For the past few years, this time the mail did not come to me. I received a phone call from the collector, and I was informed that, you know, the mail had been returned to them. And I asked why, because none of my other mail was being returned, and I was told it was marked "return receipt requested." I have never seen the bill or the letter, so I don't have any documentation of what it actually was. I called the post office. They said that they have to send it back. I do know that that is used when somebody sends you a credit card, because when you get it, you know, you don't want the credit card to go to the right person. They don't allow you to be forwarded. But your credit card company will tell you how it's being sent, so you know, and you can react accordingly. So I had no information that it was going to be sent this way. I understand that the legislators give broad powers to the tax collectors, and I understand why it's an important thing that you need to have your money. As soon as I was informed that I was delinquent, I paid that day, so I closed out my account. I've never had a late fee before, and I don't like to use electronic methods because I'm a software engineer and I know a lot about hacking, and I'm kind of nervous about it. I have a lot of friends who've had their identity stolen. So I avoid using electronic methods. I did pay electronically this time because I needed to get it paid immediately because I knew it was due. And the legislator, the statute, allows for you to have a reasonable expectation of getting mail. It doesn't mean you're guaranteed you're going to get the mail. It doesn't obfuscate your responsibility to make your payments. But you have a reasonable expectation to get mail. And in this particular case, I didn't get mail. And the tax collector knew I didn't get mail because they received the letter back telling them that I had not received the letter. So they were actually informed, and they did not call me until the next year. 9 days into the next year, my payment was 9 days late. So they knew that I didn't receive it, in addition to the fact that I didn't receive the bill. And I paid it immediately.
Do you know when you got the
return? We mailed out all the bill in October 31st. It did come back in November. But you have to realize that we had 50, 60,000 bills going out. And so the ones that come back with new addresses on them, we address those envelopes. We send them out immediately. And by then, we're getting the phone calls. We're taking the payments. So the ones that we're able to search for new addresses by using our LexisNexis program, we do. If it is a forwarding issue, and your address was correct. The system did show that his address was correct. So we went to the post office and asked about those, and they said just randomly send them back out. Well, if you just randomly send out a bill every week, you're not guaranteed that it's going to come back to us, go on to them. So financially, we chose not to do that. We would call the customers when we had time, and I don't know how many hundreds that we had, but we did it as quick as we could. And, sir, you did have penalties and interest waived by the commission in 2012, and you paid your real estate and personal property online in 2016 as well. So felt like you were aware that we did have a website that you can go into and at least print off your bill at any time after they're mailed out in October. So you're able to at least view it if you don't want to pay online, and then you can mail it in. You can call our office. We'll mail another bill to you at any address that you want us to. But by using the mail the way we have, and it comes back to us, we're able to research and get new addresses. If we relied on the post office, that yellow strip that's on there can give us three or four different reasons of why the mail hasn't made it to the customer. And so that's time-consuming, and it's an expense. They charge, I think, at least 61 to 65 cents for every address that they give us, whereas we just pay our set fee and research the addresses and get the mail back out ourselves. And, yes, it did take into January, but the other time that you had penalties and interest waived, you didn't receive your bill and pay until February, so at least we were a month ahead. And I am sorry that we don't have the staff and the time to research every envelope as it comes in, but that's a very busy time for our office.
So, can I actually have a question? I didn't know that it didn't get paid in 2012. That was the first year that the house was built, I believe. I'm not sure.
It says that you were an owner since December of 9, so 2010 should have been your first year of getting a bill.
Right. Well, it was rental property. It's a conversion from rental property, so I don't know what happened there, so I don't actually remember that. I don't want to get too much into it, but our intent has always been to pay our bills, and my wife.
You do. You've paid as early as early November, but tax bills for Missouri are always due by December 31st.
I actually understand it very well right now. I have this habit of paying bills as they come, and that's why it usually goes out as soon as we get it. And not receiving it was the reason that we didn't make the payment. And the reason that we didn't receive it was because it was sent to us in a way that's different than all of our other bills are sent. And I understand that you guys have reasons for doing things. I'm not trying to, but I have no way of knowing that you're not going to forward that you're you're saying don't forward my mail. And I don't think it happened in the past because
it has for at least the last 2 years, and that's whenever they started charging us more. They want us to set up an account with the post office, and every time they forward mail or change an address, they'll charge. And I can't do that because I have no idea what the expense is going to be.
I understand. We're talking about 9 days, and I had every intention of paying.
I understand that. And I did appreciate you paying right away. And the reason that we have to worry about knowing when people don't receive is because of tax sale. When people haven't paid for 2 years and their property goes to tax sale, I have to be able to prove that that mail was sent out and if it was returned, and try to find a new address so those customers can pay their taxes before it goes to tax sale. So I do have different steps that I have to make sure that the customers are aware. So that's why we went to trying to call, and that's made a big difference too. So I am sorry that it was January, but December is very, very busy.
No, I understand. I had no way. I did not receive this letter that the statute prescribes that I have a chance to get. It doesn't guarantee that I'm going to get it, but it's certainly the intent of the legislature was for me to receive that letter. That was their intent in the statute. And you knew I didn't get it. So that's, you're not saying that I didn't know, but you knew that I didn't get it. So that's evidence that I didn't get the letter.
That you were aware that there is an online program that you can go in and look at any time in regard to your taxes?
I was not.
You was not?
I was not, but my wife